Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, some big news from Washington today. The Biden administration sued Apple for allegedly having an illegal monopoly on smartphones. Yeah, the Biden administration is going after Apple and TikTok. They go after PlayStation and vaping. Gen Z is going to storm the White House. Enough is enough. Get me my deer antlers.
This is the funniest people that work for the networks. Isn't that amazing? They're not as funny as they used to be because they murdered comedy. Yes, Trump sneaks back into White House, invokes squatters' rights. The Babylon Bee. What's the difference between the Babylon Bee and... Honestly. The New York Times. But there is big news that just broke. And it is President Trump. Truth Social merger approved, giving Trump potential source of cash. It's something that's actually been in the works for some time, but shareholders in Digital World Acquisition Corp., they like to call it DWAC, approved a merger with former President Donald Trump's media startup on Friday, teeing up Truth Social's stock market debut and a potential $3.5 billion windfall for Trump. Now, this is classic because the criminals in New York, the Democrats, Judge Engoron, and of course, the corrupt attorney general of the state of New York who ran on getting Trump and is now getting Trump, and the news media doesn't notice any of this because, you know, they're not on the side of truth or justice or the American way or any of that good stuff, but pretty amazing stuff. They're planning on seizing his assets starting Monday. The left-wing radicals, the extremists, and Letitia James, the filthy, corrupt attorney general. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think that, who is it, Vivek Ramaswamy is saying that Letitia James should be disbarred. And I think that's probably a very good idea. Letitia James should be disbarred. She shouldn't be practicing law, and she certainly shouldn't be the chief law enforcement officer in the state of New York or any other state for that matter. Just extraordinary stuff. Amazing. Your Democrat Party. And so I think that Vivek is right. She should be disbarred, and that should be started immediately, if not sooner. So the Trump Organization is looking at going public with Truth Social. And according to the reports, that would put $3.5 billion in his pocket. You know, they say that he's not a billionaire. He just owns billions of dollars worth of real estate and all this stuff. They lie about absolutely everything. It's extraordinary. Now, the long-delayed merger, because it's been in the works for some time, between the blank check company and Trump Media and Technology Group, received regulatory approval from the Securities and Exchange Commission last month. That was last month. Now, Letitia James, aware of this perhaps? Trump stands to make about $3.5 billion from the deal, given the nearly 79 million shares he would control in the newly merged company. The potential windfall comes as the former president struggles to secure a $464 million bond in his New York City civil fraud case, which is a case of civil fraud by the judge and the attorney general of the state of New York. Trump's lawyers admitted earlier this week that it was, quote, impossible, end quote, to secure the full appeal bond due to a lack of cash on hand. Because, you know, Mark Cuban, billionaire, jumped in and said, no billionaire has a half a billion dollars in cash sitting around. We wouldn't be billionaires if we were stupid enough to let our money depreciate in bank accounts without earning anything. You know, you have money like that on that scale, so it increases in value. You invest in things that increase in value. That's the whole idea. That's how you become a billionaire. You don't leave it sitting in a bank where it depreciates. If Trump cannot secure the $500 million bond by Monday, he could risk the seizure of his assets. That's what's going on here. Judge Engoron should have a seizure. Letitia James should have a seizure. Their property should be seized before all of this is over with. And yes, I did mean brain seizure in the first case. Now, remarkable stuff. So they want to start stealing his properties because they have power. And that means they're going to abuse it. The New York Attorney General's office has taken a first step toward seizing Trump's golf resort and private estate known as Seven Springs after filing judgments in Westchester County. Entering a judgment in the counties where Trump owns properties is the first step toward attempting to recover them. This is The Hill in Washington, D.C. typing that. Recover them? You mean steal them, not recover. It's not like he lost them or it used to belong to them and the attorney general and the judge. No, it's about stealing them. The judgment has already been entered in New York City, where Trump's civil fraud trial took place and where the former president's famous 40 Wall Street and Trump Tower properties are located, plus a number of others. But you can go ahead and leave those out. Billions and billions in real estate, and now billions and billions in social media. Created his own, because Twitter was corrupt when the Democrats owned it and before Elon Musk bought it. So President Trump started his own platform, and because he's so bad at business, now he's going to put $3.5 billion in his pockets when his company goes public. And the Democrats will have to burn down some police stations or something in response, which is what the Democrats usually do. Despite the windfall coming his way, Trump won't be able to immediately access the money due to a provision, probably by the state of New York, that prevents insiders from selling new shares for 6 months. Well, that's very convenient for the Democrat Party, and that might explain why CNN is taking the approach that CNN is taking. Trump is about to get $3 billion richer, maybe $3.5 billion, but they'll round it down to $3 billion at CNN, after a deal was approved to take his company public. But listen to this headline. But it won't solve his cash crunch. Yeah, because in New York, they're too impatient. They couldn't possibly wait. You know how they are. They're Democrats. They're crooks. They're criminals. They're the left. They're not liberals. Amazing. Speaking of dim-witted Democrats, amazing stuff. Kamala Harris. You know Kamala. She has a substandard brain and an extremely substandard intellect. And one of her favorite phrases was trotted out again yesterday. It's pretty amazing stuff. Here is Kamala Harris yesterday with her thing that, you know, the future unburdened by what has been in the past. And yesterday she gave us another. She's famous for every time she talks, somebody trots out the phrase word salad again.
A movement that has always been about the ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
It's a movement.
So I'm really excited about our work.
And she's cackling. Why is she cackling again? She's cackling, and it's moving for the unburdened into the future, unburdened by what has been, by what we've known in the past. And this is one of her favorite idiotic phrases that I guess she thinks is clever.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Kamala, unburdened by what has been.
What can be
Yeah.
Unburdened by what has been.
Yeah.
Who can be?
This is the level of intellect that Kamala Harris brings to the dance. And she is the backup quarterback to the President of the United States of America. Of course, look what we have as President of the United States of America. Our political leadership is absolutely embarrassing. Disgraceful. I want to get to the Palestinian murdering. It's Muslim on Muslim violence. It's Palestinian on Palestinian violence. Because there are a lot of criminals there. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but in the Gaza, for example, it's filled with bloodthirsty, blood-drenched savages who murder because it's what they like to do. And yesterday, I actually posted a video on this, and it's on our Facebook and our Twitter and elsewhere. I posted a quick video talking about this because we discovered this story just after we wrapped up the radio show yesterday. And it's quite a remarkable one in its own special way. But the Gaza is such a beephole and filled with such rectal apertures, so many rectal apertures and so little space. Isn't it amazing? And we saw this story and said, wow, this is pretty amazing. Here's one of the headlines from Middle East news agency. Palestinian teen murders brother. In fact, his twin brother, suspected of collaboration with Israel. Well, you have no choice, really. You found that your brother is talking to the Jews and betraying the cause, the lunatic, murderous, genocidal cause. And you'd have no choice, really, but to gun him down, even if he is your twin brother, because it's all about family. It's all about the family, isn't it? So the story is quite remarkable. And let me go to this version of it from the Ynet, because this is one that we had yesterday. Palestinian teen accused of collaborating with Israel, executed by his twin brother. Now, my younger brother has two sets of twins. He and his wife, they're married. One is a man, my brother. The other is a woman, my brother's wife, now ex-wife, actually. And two sets of twins. I'd like to think that they wouldn't end up like Palestinians here. Palestinian reports say Palestinian Islamic Jihad operative Karim Jabarin provided Israeli authorities with information that led to the elimination of several senior terrorists. And you can't have that. You definitely can't have that. So they brought in the brother, the twin brother, not his older brother, not his younger brother, maybe by a few minutes. And Karim's brother, who is Karim, was brought in to kill his brother Karim because you can't be talking to the Jews. So they brought him out, and the Allgemeiner writes the story, Palestinian teen murders brother suspected of collaborating with Israel, according to multiple reports. Act of brutality in the West Bank town of Jenin. 19-year-old Palestinian was executed by his twin brother for allegedly collaborating with Israeli security forces, according to Palestinian media reports. Karim Jabarin, member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, that's the PIJ, I like to call it the PIJ, and it's amazing stuff. Now, they brought in the brother, and they made a video. Somebody made a video because everybody's got videos now. So they brought in the twin brother and, brother-on-brother violence. The audio, since we're on the radio, sounded like this as they escorted him around the corner, and his twin brother pulled him out and had what sounds like an AK-47 to kill him. That part's an AK. There are two different machine guns. So the twin brother and somebody else, they came in, and I think he's going to be, reminded me of Santino Corleone in The Godfather. Sonny Corleone at the, at the toll booth. Time to duck. And this guy got chewed up much more than Sonny Corleone. But at least is his twin brother doing it. And it's not even in the Gaza. This is in the West Bank. And, that's okay. Because just wholesome family activities. How dare you talk to the Jews? I will show you what they think of the Jews. And so they killed him real good. The Jabarin family is now down one son, down one twin. And that brings us one person closer to a ceasefire in the Gaza. Isn't that great? Did you know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology? And Oxy technology helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and so much more. With thousands of five-star reviews on Al Gore's amazing internet, you know it works like a champ. We've got two of them at home, in my home, and they work great. Listen, any smell will vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. It is kind of a miracle, I've got to say. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, even Michael Moore. No match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. He's very smelly. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules. They seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to have to buy on a schedule and replace again and again. Saves you tons of cash and hassle, too. You can hold one in your hand. I'm holding one like this. You can hold one in your hand. They're only this big. Start enjoying clean air in your home or office again. Get several thunderstorms because right now you can save $200 American dollars on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection. You get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your teenager's room. Give one to your smelly uncle. You know, it's a hint. It's a good thing. They're great gifts. Put one in your office. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Right there on the internet, use the discount code CHRIS3, C-H-R-I-S, and the number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3. Yeah, yeah. You know, not all cultures have the same values. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, but yeah, but the town of Jenin in the West Bank, the Jabarin family is down one son. Hey, it's Chris Plant, excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
James Carville, the sexist pig. Never know what you'll get when you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. James Carville, Democrat, total pig. He was on CNN, the cable news network, and he talked about murdering Donald Trump, about wet work, you know, like the intelligence community, killing people. Wet work means there's blood everywhere. You've killed somebody. James Carville and Manderson Pooper is sitting there giggling like a little schoolgirl while Carville talks about murdering Trump.
President Biden is not the best attack politician I've ever seen in my life, and I'll leave it at that. But there are a lot of people that to do what I call, quote, the wet work, unquote. And it's a paid TV and stuff like that. But yes, a CIA term.
Uh-huh.
You take a guy out. But he doesn't need to do the wet work. People like me and other groups in the party need to do that. He's not very good at it.
Yeah, he's not really talking about murdering him. He's just using terms that are used when you're talking about murdering people, as the left has a long history of doing. And our border is under attack. On MSDNC this morning, the mentally disturbed Joe Scarborough, seated next to his semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife with a single-digit IQ, Mika. Joe Scarborough today is blaming Donald Trump for all of the mayhem from the open borders because he had a secure border. Because Donald Trump said that that really awful Senate border bill that was filled with Democrat pork for pet projects and their political supporters, billions and billions and billions in corruption, President Trump said that's a terrible bill, and smart Republicans on Capitol Hill said that's a terrible bill and we're not going to vote for it. House Resolution number 2, H.R. 2, which was a real border bill that the Democrats won't take up in the Senate, that would secure the border. The Democrat Senate bill was about giving the Democrats money for judges to process illegals into the country by the millions. All right? Donald Trump said don't vote for that bill. So Joe Scarborough this morning went off on a crazy rant that all of the mayhem at our southern border and the murders of Lake and Riley and so many others, the sexual assaults, the marauding, the looting, the squatting. Did you see this illegal alien make a video of himself talking about how he's going to move in to somebody's house and use the American squatting laws to steal somebody's house? This shaved head illegal alien criminal. And he's got a baby with him, and he's talking about how the baby ensures that he gets huge welfare checks every month. And the guy's a total criminal. He's got criminal. You can tell from satellite photos that he's a criminal, but he got waved into the country, and they're planning on stealing everything, this guy and his criminal pals.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States.
He's going to move into your house.
Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice
gonna use the squatter. The squatter laws. And this guy, if you saw this guy in a subway train, you'd stay away from him because you know he's a criminal. He made another video with a baby talking about how the baby guarantees him a $1,200 a month check. And he's telling all the illegals who have not yet arrived or those that have arrived how to steal, how to get on the public dole, how to squat in people's houses because the Democrats want that. Now, if you watch MSNBC, this is all Trump's fault. Because Trump said not to vote for a bad Democrat border bill that would have just processed millions more illegals and gang members and people released from prisons all over the world into the United States because the Democrats want more people murdered. Americans, you know, they're not on our side. It's a pretty simple proposition, I'm sorry to say. Also, my best girl and I were talking last night. My best girl turned to me, she said, You know what DEI stands for? I said, no, my sweet potato. What does DEI stand for? And she said, didn't earn it. That's right, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Didn't earn it. On these companies that have their DEI and they choose people based on their race and their sexual orientation and their genders, their genitalia. And if you get the job for all the wrong reasons, like Ketanji Brown Jackson, for example, you don't know what a woman is, you don't know what the First Amendment is for, you don't know what the Bill of Rights is for, but you're a Supreme Court justice in the United States. Low IQ theater, talk about didn't earn it. Didn't earn it. DEI. Now, she did read it somewhere. She was sitting reading on her laptop. And she said, yeah, look at this, just saw this. Didn't earn it. DEI. Sums it up pretty darn well, I've got to say. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. DEI. I want to get to the border, the attack on our border that happened yesterday, and our corrupt news media, which is so corrupt. How corrupt are they? They are almost shockingly corrupt, but I've been paying attention for a long time, so I'm not easily shocked. But the border attack, I'll share that with you in a minute. I want to get to one more phone call. Let's go to a phone call before we get to the border attack that the Democrats are lying about and burying and blaming Trump for. And, you know, they blamed Trump for Russian collusion. It was all a lie. They blamed him for saying good people on both sides. It's all a lie. That's just a lie. They blamed, bloodbath just the other day. Oh, there's going to be a bloodbath in the country. He's talking about an economic massacre in Detroit and the auto industry. And they knew it, and they lie about it, and they lie, and they lie. And now Mo Yarbrough and his inflatable wife, his third wife, and that they're lying that the reason our border's open is because of Trump. And he's screaming angrily like a mentally ill man in a bus stop like Joe Biden. Just crazy how much they lie. The lies are so gigantic. Goebbels would call them shameless, honestly. All right, let's go to Jeff calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. Jeff, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Very well, Jeff. Thank you.
Hey, I was just calling. It just blows my mind that it takes 20 months to get a squatter out of a house, but they have fast-tracked this Trump case, and they need their money on Monday. You know, it just, you know, pay no attention to all that, just how fast it went down. It's crazy.
It's a very good point. Look, they can speed things along. And, you know, one of our callers earlier was Caesar, who was just great, talked about the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, too, which prohibits out-of-control sentences and fines and punishments and cruel and unusual and all these things. And they don't care about the Bill of Rights. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the rule of law. They're leftists, and they care about political destruction, as they have cared very deeply about for about 100 years on the planet Earth. And they have carried out a great deal of political destruction, and now they're here. But you make a great point. If somebody illegally moved into an apartment in Trump Tower, it might take 20 months. That's an average of 20 months. It might take 2 years to kick a squatter out. But Trump's got to pay by Monday. Otherwise, they show up with guns and start stealing his skyscrapers.
Hey, Chris, real quick. Last week, a woman called in who drove a truck, and you seemed to get a big kick out of that air horn. I, too, drive a truck. Been doing it 33 years, so I salute you, sir.
I love it. I'm pumping my fist now. I'm pumping my fist. You know, like I'm in the all back right. of the Ford Country Squire wagon driving to the beach with my mother at the wheel. Hogan, you're driving a big rig there. You got an 18-wheeler, obviously, by the horn.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and I-40 eastbound, but I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thanks. Thanks very much. That's great. I got the horn. Yeah, it's true. I had a great woman. I believe she was in Illinois. I think she was in Illinois. And she was wonderful. She was really great. And asked her to blow the horn because, you know, when you're a kid in the back of the country square and that seat facing backward. Yes, sir. Beating up your brothers, throwing stuff around the car. yes, sir. All right, let's get to the attack on our border yesterday, because our news media doesn't cover it. And the Media Research Center put together an analysis of the media's lack of coverage. Just amazing stuff. Now, here is, and this was a good one, actually, a good ride through American Military News. They posted the video from the New York Post. Hundreds of illegal immigrants charge U.S.-Mexico border. A video from El Paso, Texas shows a mob of way over 100 illegal aliens attempting to rush across the border wall on Thursday. The mob of illegal immigrants was recorded breaking through razor wire barriers and pushing their way past Texas National Guardsmen, because the federal government isn't protecting our border because the Democrats and Joe Biden. Man, oh, man. So the New York Post reported roughly 600 illegal aliens gathered at the southern border, El Paso, Texas, on Thursday, prior to at least 100 illegal migrants charging the border. And it's like something out of Braveheart. It's completely nuts. And I was thinking, I made a note to myself this morning that if we really wanted to keep this border secure, we would, what would we do? We'd have that Capitol Police officer, Lieutenant Michael Byrd. We'd send Lieutenant Michael Byrd down there, and he'd start shooting people. Like he shot and killed Ashley Babbitt for the alleged crime of trespassing. I think we should send Lieutenant Michael Byrd of the U.S. Capitol Police down there to start shooting illegal aliens. You know, like they're Palestinian twin brothers or something like that. But this is the New York Post. Again, not CBS, not ABC News, not NBC, not MSNBC, not CNN. They're not covering it because they're not news organizations. Now, the New York Post has the story because they were there. Over 100 migrants break through razor wire, knock down guards as they illegally cross El Paso border in wild scene. And Jenny Terre and Megan Palin wrote the story, and it's Dateline El Paso. Group of over 100 migrants attempted to enter the U.S. illegally by rushing a border wall Thursday, breaking through razor wire, knocking over guards in the process. The Post had earlier witnessed around 600 migrants massed at the international border as part of a spring surge, that's what they're calling it, of migrants hoping to gain access to the U.S. It sounded like this. Now they're attacking their Texas National Guard in battle dress uniform and their camouflage uniform. Texas National Guard attempting to organize them into smaller groups. The situation grew tense after some women and children were separated from adult males by the guardsmen. Video taken by the New York Post showed one set of migrants, mostly single men. Here they are attacking the Texas troops and the mob of men with hoodies and gloves. Why are they wearing gloves and coming in from Mexico and winter jackets? Why? They could be seen pulling fences away and dashing through the concertina wire as the group of five guards stood in a defensive formation to fill the gap. But the Democrats, they want more Venezuelan gang members in the United States. The guardsmen firmly held their rifles and stood their ground in front of the illegal aliens, who heavily outnumbered them. A few put their hands directly on the migrants to keep them back, and the response pushed back. Now, also, a lot of these men came rushing, and they're holding their hands up, Michael Brown style, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot. I meant to grab my hands up, don't shoot T-shirt today and wear it to work, but I was in too much of a hurry. But they're doing their hands up, don't shoot as they're attacking the U.S. border. This is like something out of Braveheart or out of the Middle Ages, because the Democrats. Just amazing. All right, now let's go to CBS News, the only news organization to do any reporting on it, any other TV other than the New York Post, of course. And Newsmax is reporting it, and Fox News is reporting it. But it turns out NBC devoted 0 seconds to this story. ABC, 0 seconds. CNN, 0 seconds. MSDNC, 0 seconds. This is what the only network coverage, CBS, and it was 36 seconds long.
Well, a chaotic scene today at the border in El Paso. Video shared by the New York Post shows a group of migrants pushing past Texas National Guard troops and rushing through a razor wire fence. In an exclusive interview with CBS News Border Patrol Chief Jason Owen says the U.S. needs tougher policies to deter illegal crossings.
You think?
Naturally, they're going to choose to come between the ports of entry. We need to take that off the table and make sure everybody's coming through the front door, through the port of entry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says authorities quickly regained control and reinforced the barrier.
That's it. That's the entirety of the network news coverage on all of the TV networks, of ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN. That was it in its entirety. Here's the New York Post reporter, Jenny Ter, who was there.
There were 300 male adults, mostly, and then there were another 300 women and children. The women and children were going to be taken for processing by Border Patrol. The Texas National Guard here on state orders was taking small groups of the single adults and pushing them back into Mexico. Well, they didn't like that, and eventually they realized what was happening. They realized that their fate wasn't going to be to get processed and released into the United States. And so they decided that rioting and basically encircling Texas National Guard, who were totally outnumbered in a very violent situation. They were banging on the border wall. They were pushing against the Texas National Guard. There were physical altercations, and it couldn't be controlled by those authorities.
Yep, I think U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd needs to be sent down there to start shooting people for trespassing. Good enough for January 6th, good enough for El Paso. Brandon Judd, president of the Border Patrol Association.
They know darn good and well that they can violate our laws and nothing's going to happen to them. I have conducted numerous interviews with people that have crossed our borders illegally when I've detained them, and they have flat out told me that they know that nothing is going to happen to me. They've told me that they know that they're going to get released, that they know that the laws don't apply to them. This can be attested to by hundreds of Border Patrol agents that will tell you the exact same story, that these individuals do not fear our laws, and that's why you see scenes like this.
It is quite obvious, and they wear Biden T-shirts, and they laugh when they come across.
This happens regularly. This is just the first time that it's been caught on camera. All we have to do is go back to the Haitian migrant crisis, where we saw this over and over again. They know that they are not going to be held accountable for when they violate our laws, and that's why you see this scene.
And that's why you see this scene. That is a fact, Jack. The reason is the Democrats. But if you get your news from MSDNC, it's all Donald Trump's fault. So is the upcoming solar eclipse all Donald Trump's fault. The Democrat Party is very unwell. Oklahoma is calling out the National Guard for an upcoming solar eclipse. Because, you know, the sun's going to go away for a minute. It's like a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court. So many amazing stories. The front page of the Washington Times today. CIA accused of blocking interview of Hunter Biden's friend, witness. Hollywood lawyer loaned millions to Hunter Biden to help pay back taxes. And the IRS was investigating, but Susan Ferriccio at the Washington Times reports that the CIA stopped federal... Why the CIA stopped federal investigators from interviewing a key witness in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden and his taxes. And that is a very creepy development. The CIA blocked federal investigators from interviewing sugar brother Kevin Morris during their five-year probe that never ends. And that's we'll just take that as normal, right? Because we are the Soviet Union. Now, I see someone on the line that I would like to take, and that's a big story, I've got to say. That's a big story. Let's go to Jeff calling from Herndon, Virginia. Jeffrey, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Jeff.
Yes, hi, Chris.
Hey, there you are.
I'm here.
Hey.
Couldn't find the unmute button. Chris, I just had, thanks, because I really just wanted to, you know, I like the literary arts the best as I can fumble with them, and you know, I just thought it was worth appreciating Jonathan Turley's very deft way that he called Goldman a fool. We all know that, but I think the point that fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Yeah.
And instead, you know, Professor Turley said, you know, Goldman rushes in where angels fear to tread. So if you weren't immediately, familiar with, you know, Pope's essay on criticism, then and I'm totally reading the internet to update myself. So
yeah, Alexander Pope's. Yeah, that's right, and it's full of great stuff.
I mean? But it's the appreciation of the literary arts that we've lost. Instead, our entertainment value is for our kids, especially, is, you know, blunt instruments over the head with, you know, gratuitous sex and violence, and you know, just complete. Even the country songs these days have no depthness to them, no subtleties. You know,
well,
what I mean?
Back to Turley. Turley made very astute observations about the end of the Democrat Party and everything that's wrong with the Democrat Party. Growing up in a Democrat household, and what happened to them? He asks.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.